When my wife, Anita, was attending Edinburgh State College in the early 1960s, she wore a pillbox hat inspired by Jackie Kennedy to various social events. When she went to church at Edinburgh, she usually wore a headscarf or babushka. On windy days, she still wears a babushka, but she hasn't worn a hat in years. A few months ago, on one of those cold, damp, windy days that makes winter such a joy to live in southern Illinois, she decided, after all these years, to wear a hat. She didn't know where she found it. It was a black, corded, pillbox-shaped hat with a modest brim, and as soon as I saw it, it took me back to our years together in college. When she asked if she looked okay in the hat, I told her that she looked as cute and adorable as she did in Edinburgh. When we drove into town that day to go grocery shopping and to get a bite to eat, people kept telling Anita that they loved the hat and thought she looked great wearing it. The next day, Anita wore the hat again, and once again, she received all sorts of compliments. To make a long story short, she's worn the hat every day since. It's reached a point where I've been calling her Anita the Hat. Anita believes that I can turn everything that happens in our lives into a baseball story. In the case of her hat, I had no problem. I told her that there was a baseball player, Harry Walker, who fiddled so much with his cap that he wore several out during each season and became known as Harry the Hat. Harry the Hat Walker played Major League Baseball from 1940 to 1955, mostly with the St. Louis Cardinals. With the Cardinals, he played on two World Series championship teams in 1942 and 1946 and won a National League batting title in 1947. In the 1946 World Series, it was his double that sent Enos Slaughter on his mad dash around the bases to score the World Series winning run against the Red Sox.
Slaughter is off with the pitch. Walker swings and lines a double to left center. Slaughter kept on going, rounding third base at full speed, scoring all the way from first.
Prior to that World Series, he had served in the military during World War II and was awarded the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart. After his playing days were over, he became a batting coach and developed a reputation for teaching hitting. He finally had an opportunity to manage when he replaced the Pirates' retiring manager, Danny Murtaugh, in 1965. Under his tutelage, Roberto Clemente won the National League batting title in 1965. The following season, Pirates' Matty Alou won the batting title, while Clemente won the National League's Most Valuable Player Award. The Pirates had winning records in Walker's first 2 years, but when they struggled in 1967, he was fired in mid-season and replaced by Murtaugh. Anita managed to stay awake while I told her about Harry the Hat Walker, so I decided to tell her one more hat story, this time about Pete the Hatless. When I was playing in Pittsburgh's major softball leagues, back in the late 1950s and early 1960s, each league had a rule that players had to wear full uniforms, including a cap. Those of us who had been wearing caps since our Little League days, when we were tired of it, got around the rule by putting our caps in the back pocket of our uniforms. I continued to go hatless until I was playing ball in Carbondale on one bright, sunny afternoon. When I came home, I told Anita that the top of my head hurt. When she looked, she smiled and told me that the problem with my head was sunburn because I was losing my hair. Ever since that day, when I went out in the noonday sun to play ball, I wore a cap. My ball playing days are over, but my days of losing my hair have continued, so I've kept wearing a baseball cap. When I go to Saluki games, I wear an SOU baseball cap, but mostly I wear the cap of my hometown Pirates, despite their losing ways. To this day, no one has ever told me that I look cute and adorable, though because it's a Pirates cap, I do get some expressions of pity. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.